Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you don't mind too much that I'm back for a second week in a row, but with a vacancy on the Board of County Commissioners, with two of our colleagues away at the Maryland Association of Counties Conference in Ocean City, and with the order of our podcasts, I agreed to fill the open space. I'll begin with a new beginning. Last week, my colleagues and I were honored to be a part of the groundbreaking ceremony for the new state's attorney's building in Westminster. The project for the new building has been done out of necessity, as the state's attorney's office will not have a future home in the coming years due to expanding operations, as well as a lack of space in their current location, among other reasons. As one example, the state of Maryland is placing greater and greater emphasis on video-based evidence in court proceedings, and as the role of video evidence increases in law enforcement, from policing to prosecution, law enforcement agencies and legal agencies will be devoting more and more time to the use of video evidence. That requires additional personnel, technology, equipment, and space in which this has to occur. I toured the state's attorney's current location a year or two ago, and they've been making do with devoting rooms to multiple purposes, but for a process like video evaluation, there simply isn't enough space to do this. The new state's attorney's building will help to alleviate these kinds of issues. Additionally, as you may remember, I had some serious concerns about the cost of the building given our budgetary constraints, but a careful bids process, along with value engineering analysis, means that the building will end up costing millions of dollars less than originally projected, while still allowing the men and women who so capably serve in the state's attorney's office to be able to do their job. This also means that the space which is vacated when the new building is constructed can be used by the courts for all of their processes and operations. And having also toured the courts, I learned that space over there is critical. For example, they've converted storage rooms into offices to make do. The new state's attorney's building will also facilitate improvements for the court as well. And overall, this will be phenomenal for our efforts as a county against crime and criminals because it will enhance and further develop our already excellent record of law and order in the time to come. Now, no consideration of the future would be complete without a vision for the county. And for that, we are in the midst of our decennial Carroll Master Plan for 2035. The master plan is, effectively, a guide for the next decade for where we think the county will head. To keep up with the process, feel free to visit the official site, www.carroll2035.org. Again, that is www.carroll2035.org. The site is a great way to follow along on progress that is being made, to see work products as they come about, and to find all kinds of other resources. I'm grateful to Chris Hine of the Department of Planning and Land Management, who noted that the site includes a current work tab, which itself includes a calendar of events. Along the way, there will be many opportunities for people to get engaged, and those opportunities will continue to appear on the website. And on that note, in addition to Chris and the Master Plan team, I want to thank all of our citizens who have commented or participated so far, whether it's been in the local sessions, by communication with us, or through the committees that are either wrapping up or are in process. I know my colleagues and I are looking forward to what we'll learn from you in the fall. And lastly, as we head toward September, I want to remind you about the 18th Annual Aging Your Way Expo, which will occur on Wednesday, September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shipley Arena at the Agricultural Center in Westminster. This is an event geared toward older adults, people with disabilities, veterans, their families, and caregivers. These people play such a significant role in our county's communities, from the wisdom of their experiences to their contributions to families, volunteer groups, the economy, our culture, and more. And so our county makes sure to celebrate them and make sure that they are aware of all the services, opportunities, information, and resources that are available to them. A particular note, there will be pickleball, various demonstrations, dozens of exhibitors, health screenings, seminars on the latest fraud and scams impacting Carroll seniors, prescription medication disposal, vendor prize bingo, box lunches, and much more. New this year will be the Senior Link, a bookmobile provided by the Carroll County Public Library System, specifically stocked with materials of relevance and interest to our older adults, and an anticipation of the Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall exhibit coming to Carroll County in October of this year. The expo will host a preview wall, at which details for the week-long exhibit arriving in New Windsor later this year will be available. We'll also once again have a Veterans Alley, where we'll invite veterans to visit with the many veteran service organizations and providers so that they can learn about resources available within our community to them. I know that I certainly look forward to attending, as I do every year, and I hope that I'll see you there. I'm always amazed at the opportunities and possibilities for our community in this county, and we are constantly working to improve upon what is offered. After all, this is home. Once again, I hope you didn't mind joining me for a second week in a row. Things should be back to normal by next week. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our country in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.